BBC News with Sue Montgomery. More than 100 people have been injured in clashes between Israeli security forces and Eritrean asylum seekers in Tel Aviv. Some have gunshot wounds and are in a serious condition. Yolande Nell is in Israel.
This was an event that was organised by the Eritrean embassy and activists within the Eritrean community. They mostly reside in the south of Tel Aviv, warned against hosting this. They say that the authorities didn't heed their warnings. There were attempts to break through police barricades. The Israeli police then ended up using all of these different riot control methods, as they described them, to try to push people back. But there were also street fights going on, not just with the police, but also involving asylum seekers who are against the Eritrean regime and those who are in favour of it.
The security service in Kyiv has named one of Ukraine's richest men as a suspect in a fraud and money laundering investigation. Detectives searched the home of Ihor Kolomoisky, the most prominent person to be targeted in the current anti-corruption drive. He allegedly moved about $14 million abroad over 7 years, using banks he controlled. The Nobel Prize Foundation has cancelled its invitation to the Russian, Belarusian and Iranian ambassadors for this year's prize ceremony in Sweden. The invitation had been widely criticised because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the support Belarus provided. However, the ambassadors remain on the guest list for the Nobel Peace Prize award ceremony, as this is presented in Norway. The political adviser with the exiled Belarusian opposition, Franek Wieczorka, called Norwegian organisers to follow the Swedish decision.
Right now, more than 1,500 people are in prisons for political reasons. 500,000 had to flee repressions and terror in the country. Just imagine what these people will feel if the representative of the regime who conducts the terror against the people will be invited to represent their interest.
The head of the Nobel Prize Committee has criticised Russia, saying it's trying to silence one of its most prominent critics. Dmitry Muratov won the Nobel Peace Prize, but has now been designated foreign agent by the Kremlin. Paul Moss has more.
The designation goes back to 2012 when Vladimir Putin was re-elected. There were a lot of protests, and one way they quelled this was a law which said that if groups got funding from abroad, they had to declare this, and then they were labelled foreign agents. Now, in effect, it's pretty much like saying, don't believe a word this person says. It often leads to harassment from the police. First, it was applied to NGOs, but now it seems to individuals. The Russian Justice Ministry said Dmitry Muratov had created and disseminated material produced by foreign agents and used it to spread negative opinions of Russia.
World News from the BBC. The army in Gabon, which led a coup on Wednesday, says it's opening all the country's borders with immediate effect. They were closed when army officers deposed President Ali Bongo, shortly after his declaration that he'd won a third term in an election widely seen as lacking transparency. The coup leader, General Brice Oligui Nguema, has insisted the suspension of Gabon's state institutions will be temporary, but the opposition has expressed doubts about this. Large crowds have gathered in Niger to protest against the presence of French troops. Demonstrators rallied near a French base in the capital to back Niger's army, which launched a coup in July. The junta has accused Paris of flagrant interference by openly supporting Niger's deposed president, Mohamed Bazoum. Australia has launched an operation to rescue a researcher who requires specialist medical treatment in Antarctica. An icebreaker ship has begun the journey of more than 3,000 kilometres from Tasmania to the remote Casey outpost. An evacuation by air has been ruled out. A Thai architect has taken part in an unusual protest against the new coalition government by allowing people to throw cow dung at him. Dungri Buna was protesting at the continuing role of the military in Thai politics. Here's Michael Bristow.
Wearing white overalls and a face mask, the architect knelt down while being pelted with cow feces. His pristine outfit quickly turned brown. This piece of performance art as protest was aimed at Thailand's Poor Thai Party. It's decided to form a government with political groups backed by the military that were roundly defeated at the polls in May. That kept out the party that won the most seats in the election. Afterwards, the architect declined to comment on his dirty protest and left to clean up.
BBC News.